Syrian refugees are so desperate for money and passage to Europe, they're selling their organs on the black market, according to some doctors and money laundering experts. They say profits from organ trafficking in the Middle East are now lining the pockets of organised criminal and terrorist networks. Catherine Gregory reports.
Desperate, poor and fleeing a brutal war, Syrian refugees living in other parts of the Middle East are now selling their organs on the black market just to survive.
They'll do anything. They have no money. They've got these brokers who see these people as dollar signs. Now, there's no money, so they've got to have something to sell in order to get to, they're absolutely desperate to get to Europe.
Dr. Campbell Fraser from Griffith University points out the illegal organ trade is not new. China and the Philippines were the hot spots, and now Egypt and Turkey are the epicentres.
Because of a lot of the work, the anti-trafficking work that has been done, very successful work, we have got this unintentional negative consequence of driving the price up. So therefore, a kidney now is probably going to sell for about $100,000. Now, because of that, organized crime groups now can see this as a really profitable way for fundraising.
Dr. Fraser says he's worked with law enforcement agencies in Europe investigating the links between the organ traffickers and organized criminal and terrorist groups.
We're looking at the bank accounts, where the money is actually going to, and that appears to be giving the pattern that we'd expect from money laundering from some of the large organized criminal groups and terrorist groups. Because we know where the donors are coming from, these are countries that are associated with terrorism. So Syria particularly.
Professor Daminda Wijesekera from George Mason University in Washington is a money laundering expert. He says human intelligence provides the best evidence to link organ trafficking to terrorist networks.
They know the parties that collect the money. They're the intermediate parties, not the hospitals, not the surgeons. The main people who get this money are in fact working for the human smugglers to get people into Europe. It directly and indirectly feeds ISIS, and the money flows have been traced. Sometimes you do not directly give cash to these organizations. You pay other people. They supply weapons. They supply fighters, so that's the actual trail that people track.
Professor Wijesekera says organ recipients are generally wealthy people from China and the West, and about 60% of them get organs from Syrians, who'll get less than 5% of the sale. Dr. Campbell Fraser says buyers also come from Australia.
Ultimately, the only way to stop organ trafficking is if we increase the availability of organs in each country.
It's a message Dr. Fraser, on invitation from the Pope, will take to a summit on organ trafficking at Vatican City in February.
Catherine Gregory reporting.